everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm your friendly lawyer lady and economist and board game card game nerd right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As part of my intentions for 2025, I plan to move more, connect with people more, try to have some greater intentionality around time for creativity and just what I like to call a sit and think, rest better, and play more. So we've been talking about board games because I love to play board games. Gotten some absolutely fabulous texts and other feedback from all of you great callers. If you want to get your last cents in on this topic, whether it's a cent, a nickel, dime, or a quarter's worth, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. That's some sad feedback. One of the 608 texters saying I'm not friendly. Oh, well, too bad. Listen, let's not mistake pleasant and kind and respectful or friendliness with always agreeing. We're trying to, again, have a little fun this afternoon. But again, all feedback and criticism, always welcome, even when you call me names, though I don't like that too much. Thanks for participating, texter from the 608. Let's see here. Want to go over the list of great ideas we've gotten from some of our callers. We've got Clank with an exclamation point, which is a card drafting strategy game. Splendor, a game called Y-I-N-S-H. Never even heard of it. Checking that out. We got Magic the Gathering Foundation specifically. We had a shout out for Parcheesi, Backgammon. Another game I've never heard of, Danger Noodle. A good reminder of a fabulous game called Scrabble. While we're on word games, I have to tell you, one of my all-time favorite word games is the game Boggle. It's got a bunch of cubes that sit in this container and you shake it up and then you got to make words with it. I love some words and really enjoy word games. So Scrabble's a big favorite. Also Boggle. This old saw, Scattergories. Does anybody remember that one? I loved Scattergories when I was growing up. Could blow a lot of time on that. People have also mentioned this classic, Monopoly. I'm on the go quite a bit. And so one of the versions of Monopoly that I think is fantastic is Monopoly Cards. And especially if you play with more than two people, it is actually a pretty good strategic yet quick card game. It has a good resemblance to the original Monopoly concepts. I love it, love it, love it. And how could we talk about board games without talking about the OG of party games, Trivial Pursuit? I have a really funny story about Trivial Pursuit and trying to play when I was a kid with my parents. Maybe that's why the texter from the 608 thinks I'm unfriendly. I'm working out some parental demons. Sure hope not. I'll tell that story in just a minute, but we got a couple of fabulous callers on the line. Let's go to Jim from Richland Center. Do you have a favorite board or card game, Jim, that you'd like to recommend to folks?
Well, my favorite of all time, of course, would be the game of chess.
It's a good one. It is a good one. Do you have like a favorite person to play chess against? A lot of people do. Because it's really nice if you're evenly matched, you know?
I used to, but that goes back. Right now, I play against the computer.
It's good that way, too. And a lot of those simulations that you can play with computers, you can kind of set the skill level so that you're playing against a computer or AI that's at sort of an equal level, which makes it a lot more fun. I don't particularly like getting my booty whooped too many times in a game. Do you have any other favorites you'd like to give a little elevation to here, Jim?
No. Nobody's mentioned dominoes.
I was getting there, my friend. It is on my list. That is, who knows how far back dominoes goes, right? I mean, that's ancient.
That's got to be one of the oldest, I think.
Yes. Well,
there's
Jim.
Battleship.
Battleship.
Yahtzee.
Stratego is on the list as one of those great strategy games. It's right up there with me with things like Risk and Pandemic. I love all of those games. Fabulous. Well, happy new year to you and yours, Jim from Richland Center. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, my friend. Hey, Rich from Waukesha, you got a favorite game or card game you'd like to share with us?
I have a combination game that I played years ago, but you have to have a private pool table. Pool cards.
Tell us more, Rich.
Different games. Well, you know, the balls of the pool table have numbers on, and then cards have numbers on. So there's various hands and kinds of games you can play, and you can have multiple players.
Oh, I get it.
You draw a card, and that's your pool ball. So
oh,
it makes the game
fun.
Difficult.
There's
yes. various kinds of it. You can actually just take regular card games and hook them up with the pool table.
Very cool. I'm gonna do some Googling for the pool cards, Rich.
Yeah.
And I love to play pool. It was one of those things, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, those good tavern games, darts and pool, especially as I got into college. My one great claim to fame in darts is there was a bartender at a joint called the Echo Tap when I was in law school, and he worked there for a long, long time. And he was like a Vegas level dart player. Guy's name was Troy. Troy, if you're listening from the Echo Tap, man, I love you. Thanks for pouring me a lot of Miller Lights back in the day. Troy and I once, we played darts a lot, and he would always kick my butt. But once I beat Troy, and I beat him in 9 rounds. It was the most smoking game of dart cribbage that I had ever played. And that one, I was like, Troy, don't I get a ribbon or something? Unfortunately, no. Hey, Tom from Jackson, thanks for texting in. A little love for me. Don't let them get you down. Don't let those haters get you down. Don't worry, Tom, I won't. Bill from Green Bay also saying, what do you mean, Maggie, not friendly? So ridiculous. Another texter from the 608 saying, I love Apples to Apples. That is a childhood classic. A texter from the 779. Another game I love is Stadium Checkers. As a little girl, I played with my grandpa all the time, and I just bought a vintage set to share the joy with my boyfriend. Oh, that is so lovely, Jennifer. Thank you for sharing. Liz from Sockville says, I echo Dominoes. Loves that game from her childhood. Also, Masterpiece. You learn about famous artists. Very cool. Rich, also from the WAUK, texting in Racco. Never heard of that one. I'm going to have to go back through all of your texts and get my wish list of games. I don't know if I want to drop all of my paycheck on new board games after this show, but I did want to share some of my other favorites with you all if you are also big board game fanatics. And then, of course, that little story about Trivial Pursuit from my childhood. Just picked up a new game called Trekking the World. It's and they have versions of it like Trekking the National Parks, Trekking Through History. It's a game where you do get to learn a bit as you go along if you take the time to read the cards about the places or the moments in history. You do pick up a bit of geography. It has a decent element of strategy to it. I've been enjoying that. Plays in under an hour, which I also love. And hey, if you are a nerdy board game lover, there's always this. Settlers of Catan, y'all. It's a whole movement. I have 2 expansion sets. Please don't make too much fun of me. But I have discovered there is Settlers of Catan 2-player that is really challenging and fun and has tons of permutation. Absolutely love it. Bought new this year, gave it as a gift, and got it as a gift. That's when you know it's a hit. New game called Spy Alley. We mentioned Stratego and Risk. Great group games, Cards Against Humanity, of course, that is good fun if you like a little dirty humor, which, hey, when I'm not on the radio and we don't have FCC regulations, I'm down for that. Another great group game is called Telestrations. If you remember Pictionary, it's kind of a play on that. Also, extremely popular. Everybody that plays games, especially party games, knows about this one. Codenames. It is so much fun. Codenames, great party game. There is also a Codenames duet for just two player. We talked about Monopoly Deal. I like for a nice simple game, Rummy Cube and Sequence. Aaron Zommers, my game playing expert friend here at Civic Media, says Catan is amazing, but the 5 to 6 player expansion is awful. I totally agree, Aaron. It allows trading and it takes forever. You're 100% right, Aaron. And it takes away, I think, from sort of the core strategic elements of Catan. Charades, my friend listening on the WAUK. I love some charades, being also a theater geek from high school. And, you know, one that may be accused of using my hands a bit. I was made for charades. I mean, that is right in my wheelhouse. But to close out this segment, let me tell you a little story about Trivial Pursuit back in the day. Now, this was sort of, as I mentioned, one of the OG games the first kind of party games. And it spread like wildfire in the 80s. It's such a wonderful concept. It's trivia, right? Just arcana. And they are questions that a lot of time you can noodle your way to the answer. So I love some Trivial Pursuit. And of course, when I was a kid growing up, I being born in the 70s, my folks would have some of their friends over. They'd sit around playing Trivial Pursuit. And I always wanted to play. If you've been listening for a while, you may know that I'm an only child. So, hey, count me in, guys. Give me one of the pieces. And of course, I would know diddly squats nothing in the Trivial Pursuit Genius Edition, that first edition that came out. But I would valiantly try, and they would let me flail about. But about... Maybe in like the mid 80s, the late 80s, Trivial Pursuit figured out that kids also probably wanted to play Trivial Pursuit. And so they created a kids edition of Trivial Pursuit. And my parents, who loved the sly holiday gift giving, the holiday or the Christmas present that I didn't know I was going to get, they'd figure out some way to conceal that. Well, this was one of those times. They had bought me the youth edition of Trivial Pursuit. They had some friends over. They sat down to play Trivial Pursuit, and they had stuck the kids' cards into the box with the adult cards. And so when it was finally my turn to play, and I got to be asked some questions, much to my very pleasant surprise, I knew some answers finally, and I could play with my folks and some of their friends. So thank you, Mom and Dad, for making sure that I could fully participate in your gatherings. Weren't they patient with their little precocious only child wanting to butt in to the adult games? I love you, Mom and Dad. Thanks so much, and thanks to each and every one of you for participating. Listen, Cardi and I are going to take some time after this episode today. We're going to write down all these games. We're going to put all of them in the show notes for you. Give us about a day, because it's going to take a little time. We'll get the basic show notes up this afternoon. But by tomorrow, end of business, we'll have all of these games listed out. You can go to civicmedia.us/shows, find the Maggie Dawn Show, check out today's episode, and you too can build your board and card game collection. You know, maybe keep it small enough that you can keep it in your house and you don't need the massive Sterilite like I do in the garage with all the board games. Because, you know, everything in moderation, y'all. My name is Maggie Dawn. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about 2024 in the law and some of the things that I took big note of. Keep it locked, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. I like to think I'm your friendly lawyer lady on the radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with more in just a moment.